Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The last hymn is a great example of thanksgiving coming out of a surprising place. In our gospel reading, it was surprising that a Samaritan, somebody who wasn't of the Jewish community, would give such praise to God for the gift of healing. Martin Rinkert, who was the pastor who wrote the words, "Now thank we all our God," as I understand it, much of his ministry was funeral ministry, because he lived and served the Lord during the 30 years war in Europe. And so his parishioners were dying one by one during that time. Not what we would call uplifting, but the gospel turns things around for us and shows us hope in the midst of grief and sorrow. And so we have that beautiful hymn out of that time. Well, how long is your Thanksgiving list? I was talking a few minutes ago about, you know, doing inventory. It's good for us to do that, because the fact is, if we start counting, we discover pretty quickly that we are blessed beyond our ability to count. God is good to us. Our Creator is the source of all our blessings. Our daily bread, everything that we need to live together in this world, is God's gracious gift to us. Truly, God is our life. Why does He so freely give to us? Well, Luther, he gives us an answer in his explanation to the first article of the Apostles' Creed when he confesses, "All this God does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in us." And he goes on to describe the faithful response to God's generous care. "For all this, it is our duty to thank and praise, serve and obey Him. This is most certainly true." Thanksgiving and thanks living. For one so richly blessed as you and me, this should be our joyful lifelong duty to discharge. Every morning's rising sun reminds us that the outpouring of our Maker's blessings continues. And yet our response certainly falls short in thanking and praising and serving and obeying our God. Sometimes it's greedy desires that blind us to what we've already been given, and as they intoxicate us with longing for something other, something better, something newer. Proud self-reliance also deceives us at times by causing us to claim our prosperity as the result of our accomplishments, our acquisitions, instead of God's blessings. Fear can drive us to overwork, to hoard, and even to steal for ourselves, lest we should suffer lack in the future. Serving and obeying God can sometimes seem burdensome to us. Thanking and praising Him in this world today seems hopelessly old-fashioned, out of step. So that on the surface of our lives, this thanksgiving and thanks living is something we struggle with. And on the surface of our lives, it may seem like we get along fine doing things as we wish, but underneath that thin veneer, we find ourselves worried by persistent discontent, filled with nagging anxiety, and haunted by loneliness. How long can we go on like this? Where can we turn to for relief? Psalm 107 is an ancient prayer that and also hymn that was written for those who've lost their way in life. Many scholars believe that it was written some time after Judah's exiles returned from Babylon to their homeland to begin life there again under God. The psalm presents four pictures. Pictures of that depict the plight of people who have forgotten that God is their life. It also proclaims the goodness and the love of God as their salvation. The pictures are mirrors meant to help us to see the ways in which we can be tempted to fall away from faith in our God and become lost, so that we too may return to Him from exile and live in the joyful awareness of His good gifts. I'd like us to read the psalm today. It's in our hymnals, and so it's an easy place for all of us to turn. You just start thumbing through from the front and you'll see those psalms, and you just follow them until you get to 107. We'll start with verses 1 through 9, and I think we'll read them responsively by whole verse. So I'll do the odd numbers and congregation the even numbered verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. And gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
Some wander in the desert places, finding no way to the city
Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them.
And they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress.
He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. For He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul He fills with good things. And we'll pause there. Life is a journey. That's what they say. The question is, to where? There are so many answers to that question. So many options from which to choose. And with no map or clear sense of direction, we can end up like strangers in a strange land, without food, without water or shelter. No sense of purpose in life, and no place to call home. The ancient exiles of Judah were there, lost in the middle of nowhere with nothing to sustain them. But then, the psalmist reminds us, they cried out to the Lord. They cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress. God knows the right way for you and for me. He is, after all, the way. God can sustain all of us along the way. He's the bread of life. When we call on the Lord with sorrow for our careless ways of living, He doesn't let us down. He's good, and His steadfast love remains with us forever. He forgives our waywardness, and He lights our way by His word. Let's now read verses 10 through 16. And it's your turn to start. For they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High.
So He bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with numbness and
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distress.
He brought them out of darkness and shadow of death, and burst their bonds apart.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men.
For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron.
We love our freedom, or so we think. From early childhood on, we develop an idea of freedom ill-founded. We imagine ourselves freest doing the things that we like and choose. But we overlook the fact that our desires and our wills sail at the mean mercy of the prevailing winds of sin. Our free-willing lifestyle actually enslaves us with invisible bonds of guilt, fear, and shame. Doing life our way is a sham, false freedom that leaves us living as disheartened prisoners of our deceptive desires, digging ourselves dungeons ever deeper and darker. But God is good. His love for us remains steadfast forever, even when we rebel against him. Jesus is the light that no darkness can overcome. When we call upon him, his cross becomes the sword that cuts our bonds. His absolution, the soap that scrubs us clean of every ugly tattoo our sins have put upon us. We give thanks to Jesus, whose words shine with light that leads us in the free life of faith and love. Verse 17, we'll read through till 22. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction.
But they lowered mankind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress.
He sent out his word.
Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men.
And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving, and tell of his deeds in songs of joy.
It's a mad, mad world we live in, isn't it? Lies masquerade as truth. Evil gets dressed up as good. Moral confusion grows and spreads across our planet like an epidemic, but the few voices that raise a cry of warning are ignored or poo-pooed. Like the fabled frog that hopped into the pot of water and enjoyed its slow rising temperature until it found itself cooked. We can be fooled into complacency in our lives too. The sirens of our fallen world sing to seduce us, to make us foolish, to infect us with their disease and rob us of our lives. Weak and weary, we cry out to the Lord, and we find him ready with his word to heal us. For Jesus is the truth and the life, and he restores our lives and fills our mouths with praise and thanks to him. Verse 23 to 31. Some went down to the seas in ships, doing business on the great waters.
They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep.
For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. They were at their wits' end.
Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress.
He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed.
Then they were glad that the waters were quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven.
Let them give thanks to the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of men.
Let them extol him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of God.
hurricanes and earthquakes, international saber-rattling mass shootings. Life on Earth is dangerous. Chaos ever waits its opportunity to overturn normality and peace. It shocks us. It shakes us. Yet it also invites us to call upon the Lord because He is the Lord even of chaos. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know that He watches over me. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the steadfast love of the Lord in Christ Jesus. So we give Him thanks. And the last part of the psalm, we'll begin at verse 33 to 43, and then we will together speak the glory to the Father. He turns rivers into a desert, springs of water into thirsty ground.
A fruitful land into a salty waste because of the evil of its inhabitants.
He turns a desert into pools of water, a parched land into springs of water.
And there he lets the hungry dwell, and he establishes the streams of the river.
They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield.
By his blessing we multiply our heritage, and he does not let everyone's flock diminish.
When they are diminished and brought low through oppression, evil, and sorrow,
he pours contentment on the princes, and makes them wander in trackless ways.
But he raises up the needy out of affliction and makes their families like flocks. Whoever is wise, let him pay attention to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. It sounds trite because we sing it with the children all the time, but it's true. He's got the whole world in His hands. Those last words we heard remind us that God is at work in history, in our lives, and their history. God in Jesus is our Savior, and He works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. It is God who brings us low when we have puffed ourselves up with self-confidence or self-righteousness. He does so to lead us away from ourselves and back to Him, that He may raise us up with His forgiving grace. Up with the humble, down with the proud. That's God's judgment, and it's good, and His steadfast love, which is our salvation forever. So let us give thanks to the Lord. Let us praise Him for His wondrous works among us. And I think it would be good for us to do that, finally, to conclude with one of the songs from our hymn book. It's called Give Thanks, and it's 806. 806. The way it's written in the hymn book is just sung once through. We sometimes repeat it, but we'll sing it the once through this time. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich.
because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Thanks.
Those are the right notes. Sorry. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to Him. Amen.